Hi, Amelia?
Yes.
Hi, Amelia. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Okay. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate that. Amelia, I know you were speaking with Jill, my mapping coordinator. She just wanted me to jump on the line and kind of go over the product details and pricing with you. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions?
What is the name of your company?
Local Splash.
Local
Splash.
Local Splash?
Yeah, like a splash of water.
Splash. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No problem. Did you have any other questions though, aside from the price or?
No, not at this time. Not at this time. I believe that we are currently populating in the top search. For landscape design. In Las Vegas.
Okay. Are you currently already working with someone or for your online presence?
No, we don't. So that's kind of why I'm curious. Oh, we're doing house. But I don't believe
that's
for advertising or marketing. Exactly.
Well, it's not for Google, but it's just kind of like a directory listing, sort of like
It's more of like a platform to be featured. Yeah, so in terms of optimizing our marketing in different places online, like we don't have any kind of focus on that.
Okay. And you said that you thought that you were at the top for landscape design, correct?
Yeah, I guess that might not... Not at the top, I guess. I mean, more just that we were already tracking some for that, but I'm sure that's...
Okay, yeah, because the people I see coming up first in your area for landscape design would be, Envy Landscape, Modern Landscape, Chippendales.
Yeah, I'm not
custom
that.
Landscape.
Yeah, no. I thought that was true, but I guess that's really not true, so.
Yeah. What a funny name for a landscape. It's only in Vegas, right? Chippendales.
Chippendales. I know, catchy, right?
Yeah. Only in Vegas would you see that, though.
So funny.
Yeah, so I don't see you coming up anywhere on the first page.
Yeah, I don't either. So you're offering to help make that possible for us to be kind of in the first
page. Yes. So, definitely. So the thing is, Amelia, 90% of the searches and buying decisions are starting and stopping with those companies there on the first page.
Yeah.
So that's why companies like us come in to help, not necessarily the huge corporation be found on the first page of Google. So.
Right.
and then there's other stuff that we can definitely help with your online presence, because I don't see much else for you online either. I mean, I do see at one time you did have Home Advisor, but it looks like you might have canceled that.
Yeah, I'm not
sure.
I don't know.
Do you know that? Okay.
We were on Angie's List. I don't know if that's related.
Yeah, well, so Angie's Leads is the same thing as Home Advisor. So it's like just Angie's List pay per lead sort of deal. And then I do see this website here for you. Did you create this yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Did you do it, like, through someone, like Wix or GoDaddy or something?
GoDaddy, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So there's definitely a lot here we can help with. So basically, the fact that you've been in business for 2 years, Amelia, does actually qualify you for a new in business credit. I can apply to our rate, which brings it down 60%. So it would be $199 month to month. The first month does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover the initial programming. So it would be $298 to start and then $199 going forward. That would be a flat fixed monthly rate. That price will never go up on you as long as you're with us. There's no hidden fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. We are a performance-based company, so we do want to earn your business month to month. What that would include for you, that is going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position on the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to submit your company with the most popular directory listings, like I'd mentioned, like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be initial content creation and placement on Bing, and then we give you exposure to mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So we're literally going to cover all your bases, okay?
Got it. And when you say, like, setting it up, you mean you're just creating profiles for us so we have presence on all of those platforms?
Yes, yeah. So we get you submitted, your company submitted to all those. I mean, it would be your responsibility to, like, reply to reviews or anything like that, but, you know, looking them up and add pictures,
you get it all
and, you know,
set
stuff
up
like that.
So you kind of have a blast of presence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Add your website, you know, phone number, and make sure that all your information is correct, you know, because that's actually one of the things that will keep you off of the first page of Google. So people will, like, people will set up their own listings and then not set up correct information. So, and if you have, like, a different phone number, even one digit is off, or you have one digit off on your address, or the name is missing something, all of those little details really matter to keeping and maintaining you on the first page of Google.
Right.
So,
okay. Oh, that's interesting. So it all converges, and then based on the accuracy of the information and the consistency of the information out there, then the Google determines that your company is more viable or, like...
Yes, exactly. It's the more relevant your company is, basically, too. The more, you know... the more exposure you have online. So Google has these bots that go through the internet like once a month to kind of clean out companies that are not having correct information, or there's duplicate things like two of the same website, or, you know, stuff like that, you know. So they'll go through and make sure that all that information is there and correct. So then also, we don't want you to just take our word for it. We do give you a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So you will be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, you'll be able to do that with the assistance of your account management team. Okay?
Got it.
So what do you think of all this?
I think that's very needed. I guess my next question would be, do you guys help develop a website? Is that part of the fee that you would, or is that an add-on, or?
No. So can you go ahead and,
process?
Yes, absolutely. I can add a website in at no additional charge. here, let me actually do this. I'm going to send you an example
one of the things
of a website. hold on 1 second. Get this up. So what you guys do, though, is kind of a little bit different than just landscaping, right? You kind of do, like,
We just mostly are, like, design. We do custom 3D renderings, designs, layouts, construction documents, and we're starting to do some interior designs as well.
Okay. Neat. Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you do the design, do you actually do... Do you actually do the work, or do you just create the plan for the person?
We partner with other companies so we can always give strong referrals, and we have done some sales in the past. We're trying to move away from that and just do design only. But because we have some relationships, we can help get clients to do the project too, But really our service is doing, you know, customized high level design for clients and working with them and getting them a total visual of what they're looking for.
Wow, that's neat. Because I like these, you know, pictures that you have and the designs you do. I mean,
I'm
sure that's something that's really needed in that area, too. I'm sure you'd be really successful here in Orange County, actually, with that. People, you know, love their designs.
That would be my main question.
Here, hold on. I'm going to have to go probably take a ball.
Okay. Hi, this is Lorenzo.
Hi.
The partner.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Is it possible to increase service in not just Vegas, but, you know, as you said, because we are currently working in,
you can do remote.
Arizona. Sorry, I was trying to think of the state. Yeah. In Arizona, but we had some opportunities in California, but also what they wanted didn't meet the standards that we had, so. Well, maybe we were too much for a little company.
Oh, okay. So kind of, here's the thing with Google. The way that Google works is that basically you're going to get a radius from wherever your actual physical location is, like wherever Google mails you out the PIN verification. So, I mean, I see you guys have like a Google business profile already set up. So you'll get a radius there on that first page from directly there, okay? If you want to do further away from that, the only way to do that is either through Google Ads or Google Guaranteed. So that is going to be a little bit more costly. Now, realistically, though, with first page placement and even with doing, you know, that type of thing, you know, out of state, if somebody's searching in Arizona for landscape design, regardless of your radius that you have set out, they're not going to be able to see that unless they already know the name of your company. Unless there's like,
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only downside. You're really not going to be able to be seen out of state unless they already know you. So,
you want to keep in Vegas?
For now, I mean, once we kind of get turning and have that extra.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll just stick in Vegas for now.
Okay, well, at least hopefully that at least answered your question, though.
No, it did, yeah, like, it's going to be based on the companies that are around the area that you, if someone searches, even if we could go halfway around the U.S., it's going to be more likely the closest, right?
Right. So, you know, if they're simply just looking for your services. So, like, you know, let's just even see how many, because that is a pretty niche market, I'm sure. I actually haven't heard of a lot of them, but let's see about for Arizona, how many there are that come up. Let's see. Okay, so it looks like there still are 10 pages. So that's a thing. So if somebody is looking for just landscape design, they're still going to see 10 pages of results in their area, anywhere in Arizona. So that's why it would just be, you know, on the, you know, marketing-wise on the computer, it would just be pretty much impossible unless they know the name of your company already. Hello? Oh, okay. Sorry, I lost you. So, yeah. But, I mean, you know, there are always other ways, too, to do that. Mostly, I guess the best way to kind of do that would really to be doing Facebook ads. So you're able to actually pretty much target anywhere you want with Facebook ads, you know, just as long as you're able to go there to do the work, too. But with Google itself, you're not going to be able to target further from your mile radius. But that still wouldn't give you other states. But with other areas, you definitely can do that with Facebook ads.
Sure. But and Facebook ads doesn't that's for Facebook only though.
Yes.
It doesn't like incorporate Google, yeah.
No, that would be strictly for Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have a package that includes that. I was just thinking that for right now, it probably would be a good start to start with the pro package that we have. And then if you wanted to later on, you can always add Facebook or Google Ads on to that.
Hmm. All right.
Okay. Did you have any other questions at all?
The website? Yeah.
Like, so how would you guys go about maybe helping it? I think that's one of the things we really need to make, you know, sleek and modern. And I am wondering, like, would we still use GoDaddy or would that be a different website platform you guys have? Or I really am hoping to make it very modern and fresh and, you know, a lot of kind of modern design to it, just kind of simplify it. But so Daddy didn't have any like preset thing that really made it stand out, you know? So I guess I am kind of curious about that, what you guys might do.
No. Well, so I did send you an example of a website. I texted it to you. sorry, excuse me. One second. Then one other thing I was going to kind of check into. So the website example I texted you is a customer of ours. They've been with us for 4 years. They're a landscaper, and I know kind of what you do is a little bit different, but that was just, you know, the example that we're able to give and share that information. Let me check on something else, too, though.
All right. I see the website.
Okay. Okay, I have one other option for you, too. Since the website is pretty important to you, I just wanted to check on it real quick.
Okay, yeah.
So I do have customized websites. Now, the thing with the customized websites, they're definitely more extensive. They have a lot more that goes into them. But the only thing with them is in order for them to not cost extra, you have to do a contract. So it would still be, it would include everything else that I talked about. Now, with the contract, it would be a 3-month contract. It would be, it would include actually also the Facebook ads. So normally the Facebook ad package month to month is $2.99 with a $99 setup fee. Okay, so that's what the Facebook ad package costs just to start. But with the customized website and the 3-month package, it would be $700 for the 3 months. So, but I just wanted to show you at least what that looked like, because they're really amazing websites that we have. I just wanted, since yours is a little bit more of a niche market, the ones that we have are for landscapers. I just wanted to make sure that we could do that also for specifically landscape design. But there's 3 different options for that. We have what's called a classic, a modern, and then a future. So I'm going to text you over those 3 so you can take a look at them and just see them here. Okay. Okay, here, I'm sending them right now.
Yeah, and now we do, I think Amelia was saying that we do landscape design, but we also do interior and and the documentation and construction layouts.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I know she said that you were starting to get into that. So, let me check. Hold on. I just want to make sure that... that I have all the correct information for this, but did you get that text message?
Yes, I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking through them right now.
Okay. Okay, so yes, maybe that wouldn't be the best fit because we actually wouldn't be able to add the interior design. So it would only be for the landscape.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at least I wanted to kind of give you that. But for the first website I sent you, we can definitely make sure that we add all of the features that you do want. So we would be able to showcase pictures of your work. You're allowed up to 15 pictures, and then also be able to show the services that you do offer on your website. With the first website I sent, we are able to have customers contact you, pay you directly through your website, as well as leave reviews to any of the directory listings. So that would be everything that would be included with the first website I sent you.
The classic, you mean? Or the...
No, it was an example of a landscaping company. It says landscaping services, Chapel Hill. That one. They're out of North Carolina. Yeah, that would be the example of the first website that we can do for your company. If you wanted to add, you know, the services for interior design.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this... She's kind
of... Yeah, maybe, like I said, I just want to make sure you guys get all the same, you know, correct information. So, but what are you both thinking right now?
It's 700 for 3 months.
Well, no. No, so that would be with the customized website. With the... you could still do that if you still wanted to. It just wouldn't, for your industry, it wouldn't include the customized website for specifically what you're wanting to do. But it still would, that, for the 700 for 3 months, would include the Facebook ads as well as the local map section, the directory submissions, the first website I sent you, and all of that. But you could still do the $199 with the $99 setup fee month to month as well for that one. That just wouldn't include the Facebook ads.
Yeah, so the $199 plus the...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is that what you wanted? Okay. All right, I think we will do that. And remind me again, what does that include?
Okay, sure. No problem. So the $199, with the first month, it does come with the $99 setup fee. So that would include, it's going to be for your Google local optimization setup, there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases, just as long as their services you offer. We are going to include the website that I sent you, the first one, and then also it is going to be, we're going to submit your company with the most popular directory listings, like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be initial content creation on Bing, and then we give you exposure to mobile devices, because it is actually different programming that goes into mobile devices. So if you do a search on your phone or search on your computer, you're going to get different search results. So we get you on Apple Maps, Google Maps, and even voice-activated systems like Alexa.
Okay. I think what we do want to do is we're going to do the website just on its own at some point, but for now it's fine.
Okay. Maybe. That's totally. I mean, if that's what you guys definitely. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Isn't that what you want, like, in terms of website? I mean, do you want to just be doing landscape design? Because that's what we only advertise on the website. But through all other platforms, we advertise a little differently. So that's kind of the issue with that. Yeah. Okay. We can do this landscape and then we can change it, right?
Like as far as the website or as far as just your Google business, like as far as your online presence, like what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, so for now we can just stick with landscape design like our website has, so but then when we update our website, can we update all that advertising.
Yes. So here, I want to make sure that we're looking at the same thing with the website that I sent. Now, with the here, let me just resend it to you. Actually, I'll just resend this one. So. Okay, I just sent it over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with this one, this is actually just a customer of ours, but with this one, you can definitely, if you want to just right now list landscape design, if for your keywords online you want to just list landscape design, you can always do that and change that later on. So, like, if this like this website, if you want to only add pictures of your landscape design and then later on add pictures of your interior design, you definitely can do that. So, like I said, you're allowed up to 15 keyword phrases just as long as your services you offer. So, if at any time you want to change any of your keywords for search results, you definitely can do that. So yes, you always have the possibility through us without being charged anything extra to be able to change that.
Okay, yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that kind of what you were asking, right? Did I answer that correctly? Just making sure.
Yeah. I think we were just, So, okay. Just so I'm clear, are we going to be changing the website with this, or do you think? What do you think?
So,
obviously, a little out of that.
Yeah, no. So we would handle everything on this website. If you want to add pictures to it or change keywords, you just need to let customer service know. So, had mentioned to Amelia that we will send you a complete customized tracking and reporting system. I'm not sure actually if I told you that, but. It lists all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So if at any time you want to add keywords, run any promotions for your company, or change any of your content, you'll be able to do that with the assistance of your account management team. So directly through your reporting dashboard, you'll be able to have a section that you can click that goes directly to customer service. But also, once we sign you up, you automatically get customer service's number. And then I usually reiterate in giving that to you just so you know who will be calling you all the time. So we'll always call from the same number, okay?
Okay. Everything is done through, you know, phone calling, not, you said a dashboard. What does that mean exactly?
Here,
do you have a login or is this all questions or anything through calling?
Everything is done through calling. You just have the ability to be able, there's like a button on your reporting dashboard that you press it, and then it's sent out to your your account, and then they call you. So they call you within 24 hours of getting that alert, okay. Basically. So I will send you, though, a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. So, you know, when you get a chance, you can always look at that, too. But, yeah, everything is pretty much done through phone call. I mean, occasionally they'll text you if they don't reach you or something. And then, you know, if they can't reach you, then they'll email you. They'll pretty much.
Like they yell for hours.
No. It's there's no, like, actual platform like that, no. Since it is Google. Yeah. Okay, so then you guys, so right now what I'm hearing, though, is you want to do the pro package, right? The $199 with the $99 setup fee?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to kind of go over how all of this is going to work, okay? So, basically, from today, we're going to get you set up and then, get some basics about your company. I'm going to set you up for a client interview. The client interview will take about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have, what all you're looking for. It's, well, kind of where they're going to put your package together. So we'll set that up for either, you know, tomorrow or the next day, whatever you have free. Then from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as submitting your company to the directory listing. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your website up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything is going to appear there on that first page. So, like I mentioned, there's no contracts, nothing like that. We ask that you give it 2 months just to bring the full program to fruition. But that doesn't mean that you have to pay 2 months up front or you're in a contract. Just, you know, we ask you to give it 2 months. Plus, I know once you start, you're not going to be going anywhere anyway. So,
yeah.
Just to kind of outline how everything is going to work, okay? And then for the account, is it going to be under your name or Amelia's name?
I guess, even, well, she's, it doesn't really matter. I guess my name.
Okay, I mean,
well, make it, huh?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, obviously, I will put either one of you as an authorized user, so just one person will be the main person on the account, and the other person will be the authorized user as well, somebody on there.
Okay. So I guess let's just do Amelia.
Okay, and her, and she's still there with you, right? Or did she leave?
Well, she's in the other room doing, a meeting.
Oh, okay. But for payment, though, will the card be under your name?
I have our business card.
Okay. So you're authorized on that card, though, too?
Yeah, I can use.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering mostly because I have to read a voice verification with you and then have you sign the invoice. Maybe it would just be better to put it under your name for now. If you guys want to change it, you can do that.
Just put it under my name.
Okay. Yeah. And how do you spell your first name?
Laurentiu.
Okay. Laurentiu. Very, very awesome name. And do you have a middle initial?
You could put R.
Okay.
And then my last name is Jacobs.
Okay. And are you both, like, married, or are you just strictly partners?
We're partners.
Okay. Okay. I just get a lot of husband and wives, so I was just curious.
married.
Okay. What's the best email for the company?
That would be asunljacobs@gmail.com. That would be ASUN. LJACOO.
Okay. Wait, so asunljacobs at what.com? I'm sorry.
At Gmail.
Gmail, okay. perfect. And so this is going to be always the best phone number, right? The 7930. Yep. Okay. Is it super hot where you are today?
Yeah, it's getting those time, that time of summer.
Yeah.
100. Yeah.
I don't, I mean, I would definitely live there for the cheaper rent, but I don't know if I could handle the heat. But, you know, rent in California is getting to be, like, super out of control, so, you know, it might be worth it pretty soon here. So, and then the address, the best address, is it going to be the 11009 Salford Drive?
No longer that one. We are a home-based business, so that's why we were thinking of getting an external box just to send all mail and have an address in that kind of way. But for now, you can put 10513.
Mm-hmm.
India Hawthorne.
Okay.
Let's have it there.
And this number, it doesn't actually have to, or this address doesn't have to be listed online. We can hide the address. I was just going to double check. I think that your address already on your Google business profile is hidden, but let me double check. Yeah, it looks like the address on your guys' Google business profile is hidden already. So, at least for any of the directory listings or anything like that, we definitely can go ahead and hide this address. You don't need a brick and mortar for online advertising.
Yes.
I mean, it can always be helpful to have, you know, a separate business entity, but, you know, mostly I would say the best way to do that is to get, like, an actual physical address, which you can get through, like, UPS. Something like that. Typically, a lot of, like, online advertising doesn't accept P.O. boxes. So, you know, just as long as you get something that actually has an address.
Yeah.
Okay. So, then, now, what are your hours of operation?
Usually Monday through Friday. It's pretty flexible. That's kind of the thing about that. But I guess if we had it for the time, Monday, Friday, basically, like, six. We usually stop working around 5. Yeah.
Okay. And then do you want to do weekends by appointment or just closed on the weekends?
Weekends by appointment, because we also do week work sometimes on the weekends.
Okay. And then what forms of payment do you take? Is it like cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal?
Well, we take either cash, check, or, you know, the transfer Zelle payments. We usually do Zelle. Some people don't like or don't know how to use Zelle, so we take a check. And then we normally don't deal with, like, T-Watch or giving us money, like cash. So
okay.
It's usually check or Zelle.
Okay.
Or we do accept cash.
Okay. And then, now, you guys, I didn't see one necessarily on your website. Do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to create you one?
We do have one, but maybe give us an idea of what you would make. We do want to make it a little bit more, you know, design-oriented. We made that one because we developed together, but...
Okay.
We do have one. I think Amelia has it stored somewhere.
Okay. And then, now, I'm not sure if it's required for your industry. It's not for Google, but do you have proof of licensing?
Yes, we are, because we are a partnership and a home-based business, we do have our business number via Nevada.
Okay.
So, government. We also have our own tax, so we are... the EIN number, that's what it's called.
Okay.
So, we do have licensing, but not, like, licensing as in, like, we have a licensed. We just have a business, authorized business. We don't need to be licensed in the terms of, like, an architectural license or...
Right. Okay. Okay.
All that fun stuff. So that's something about that.
Okay. And then, so you said the best way to contact you is going to be phone or text, not email, right? Or phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah, phone, text, email, yeah.
Okay. And then, so anything that I'm going to mention is going to be all included. Now, one of the things I need to mention is we do have something called a call tracking number. It is completely optional. It's just basically a number that's listed online that's not actually your personal phone number, but it would be directed to your number. It does include an app, and the great thing about it is you can actually add more than one line to it. So if you wanted to add both of your lines to it, you can, you know, make it reachable at different times and different hours, or if somebody's out of town, or, you know, whatever it may be. Is that something that you guys might be interested in?
What do you mean by that? Like, say I put Amelia's number on there, or she wants to put hers on there. So it's hers and mine, so people could either choose one or the other number?
Well, you guys would have the ability to actually, like, let's say from, you know, 9 to 12, you wanted people calling you. Then you would have the ability to turn off her phone number. And then from, you know, 12 to 6, you wanted people calling her. So then you could turn off your phone number. And just make them directed to either one.
Okay, well, probably not that. Yeah. I was just curious if she also would get the notifications or...
Oh, yeah. So you both would have the app. That it would still, you'd be able to still see what's happening in the app, the phone calls coming in. You can also leave messages to the app. It's just a great way to track the phone calls and, you know, who's calling. You can save numbers in it. Like I said, it's completely optional, though. I mean, if anything, I can send you just the request form for it, and if you decide you want to do it, you could just let them know in your client interview. Do you want to do that?
Sure, but I think it will just be my number, and then she would have access to that if she wants to do that.
That's totally fine. You know, you definitely have a lot of ways to customize this if you decide. But mostly it's just really at the end of the day about, I guess, having a business line. So if you want to have a number that's listed online that's directed to either one of your phone numbers, that's not either one of your personal phone numbers listed online. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just texted it to you. So if you decide you want to do it, just let them know in your client interview. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
It's just like a 1 minute, like, request form. Okay.
Okay, yeah. We'll talk about that if she really wants to do that.
And then, you guys do want to keep your same domain name, right?
Ethan L. Jacobs Designs?
Yeah.
What if we wanted to change it to something such as ASLJ Designs?
You can do that if you don't want to keep your current domain name.
Oh, yeah, I think I don't know. Maybe that's something we'd have to talk about. I think she expressed interest in changing that.
Okay.
But
all right. No problem. I'll go ahead and at least put it here in the notes for them. If you do want to change it, just let them know in your client interview, okay?
Okay.
And then, do you guys have a Facebook business profile?
No, we don't. I think I did one, okay. But then I deleted it because I had no idea what to do with that.
Okay, no problem. So we can create one for you. Now, like I said, if you ever want to add Facebook ads later on, definitely can do that. This would just be a basic Facebook business profile for your business that we can create. So,
yeah.
Okay. So then, let's see here. let's go ahead and set up your client interview. I'm sure you guys want to be together for that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what I have available. One second. Okay, so are you more available in, like, the mornings, afternoons, evenings?
Yeah, I'm available anytime. I just got to put designing on the side, but she has an appointment in the morning, so maybe if we could make it noon, like late morning or noon.
Okay, for tomorrow, I can do 10 to 11.
Okay.
Thursday, I can do 11 to 12.
Okay, well, so tomorrow, 10 to 11 should work.
Okay, so the whole phone call will not take an hour, just allow an hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. I can definitely go ahead and let them know to call you closer to a certain time in that hour. I just can't guarantee it if you guys are at more of a rough time going to be together. Like, closer to 11, you're thinking, or?
Well, no, like, 10 to 11, we'll be on, like, 10 to 11. Her thing is at 8 to 9, so she'll have...
Okay. Okay, perfect. Wiggle room. Okay. And then, so the services that you want to offer for now, you're not wanting to include the interior design right now, right?
I think maybe we do, that's why.
Okay.
Because we do, we do exterior, interior design, and then we do the layouts and construction details for that, too.
Okay. All right.
So that's why it's been kind of hard putting it all together, because either you're interior or you're exterior, but when you do both, it's a little harder.
Oh, like how so? Just getting jobs for it, or?
What? Well, in terms of advertising, like, say Yelp, like, okay, we have stated that we do interior work too, and then maybe it was a customer service person, but they said it's kind of hard to change that because there's no really thing for doing just landscape design and exterior, or doing both, but they didn't really make it too clear. And that's similar to house.
Huh.
Well, no, house, we can do that a little bit better.
Yeah, that's super interesting. I've never actually heard anybody say that before. I mean, because if you look at, like, any home advisor listing, if somebody does design, they always put exterior and interior design. So...
house is good. But Yelp was a little finicky doing that, so, and that's how we started out, was with Yelp.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can definitely get you listed for whatever keyword phrases you want to be listed for. So I'll just start with these three for now. If you think of any more for your client interview, definitely let them know. So that's where they'll get more of the extensive information. And then Amelia, just to clarify, her first name, it is spelled A-M-E-L-I-A.
Yeah.
Okay. And her last name is Jacobs, or?
It's Lankush.
Lankush? Okay.
L-A-N-G-K-U-S-C-H.
C-H. Okay. So, I know you're both partners, but this company is named after you, though, right? L. Jacobs Design, right?
Well,
or is it,
well,
it's kind of so, both of your names?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the A son is like her and you're the L. Jacobs.
Yeah.
So I was just curious. Okay. okay, perfect. So then, okay, I got all this set up here. Now, let me go ahead and get this inputted. One second. Okay. All right, 1 second here. Okay, so for the card, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
It is 4802-0998-4489-9397.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. So it's 4802-0998-4489-9397, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the expiration?
926.
Okay, and the three-digit code on the back?
999.
Okay, so what I am doing now is updating and processing payment. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is mostly just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or need me to, you know, rephrase it, just let me know, and I'll go ahead and do that. So, okay. It's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Asun L. Jacobs Design.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Partnership.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's kind of title. It's good. That's why I'm still looking because I'm like, I'm a partner. We both own 50-50, so we're both owner. So partnership, yeah.
Yeah, so just your name, and then I would just say owner, if that's what you are.
Okay.
So if you could just say that. So just your name and then your title. Yeah.
Laurenti Jacobs, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct? Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So basically, we will never call you asking for more money. And then if any other marketing companies do call you, just simply let them know that you're already working with us, okay?
Okay.
So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of June 28th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $298. This is the $199 with the $99 setup fee. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 28th of each month in the amount of $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, that is all done. The next thing I'm going to go ahead and do is you should have received a couple of text messages just now.
I got, thank you for choosing Splash. You sent a copy and an invoice, and then
yes.
In my email I got an invoice.
Yes, so that one, the thank you for choosing Local Splash, do me a favor and go ahead and open up that link.
Look here. Terms of experience.
Yeah, so this is everything that we discussed in writing. Now, mm-hmm. you can definitely go ahead and look that over, take your time. When you're done looking that over, do me a favor, scroll to the bottom of that and press I certify that I'm the authorized holder on the card. In the orange box, press type out your name and then press confirm signature. Let me know when you're done with that.
Okay. We can look at this anytime right after signing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it'll be emailed to you.
Okay, perfect. Signature does not match. Oh, unless you are different.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. Hopefully I didn't spell it wrong. Could always change it if I did.
This is not weird. All right. It went through.
Okay, perfect. Did it bring you to a username and login?
Yes.
So this is going to be for your reporting dashboard. You can go ahead and bookmark that. I mean, I'm not sure if this is Amelia's phone or your phone, but either way, this will be emailed to you. So you'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. Okay?
Okay.
And so then I will go ahead and send you a text message also with my extension and phone number. So if you guys have any other questions or anything like that in the future, you can always reach out to me. I'll always be the lead on your account. From this point forward, you'll be working with your account management team, but you can always reach out to me at any time. I did send you that 6-minute YouTube video with how the dashboard works, so when you get a minute, look that over. And then the 877 number in the text message that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, it says 877-635-6225. That will be the number that we will be calling you from this point forward. So go ahead and save that number in your phone. That's the number they're going to be calling you on for your client interview tomorrow at 10. Oh, I guess okay. I should check. You, and this is the only phone number you guys want on the account, right? The 793?
Yeah.
Okay. So no other phone number to put on here?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, you're all set up. I'm so grateful to be the first person to welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all? Any comments? Anything?
Not right now. I think what we're going to do is we're going to look through the emails and just look through everything. And then tomorrow when we have that meeting, then we'll probably have a lot more to go through.
Yeah, I know there's a lot. So, definitely, yeah, go ahead and take a look at all that. And so yeah, and if you have any questions, you can go ahead and reach out to me, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, all right, I appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, have a great one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.